you talk about blood boiling. My blood boiled. There was no masks. I have videos on my phone that are disgraceful. It is like a riot. I don't know what they were thinking. There's 40,000 people at an event yesterday. I could have 30 at a play last week. 30. I can't make any money from that. I can't, you know, support myself on that. We did get a grant for that, thank God. But how long are the grants going to last for? Because right. the main thing, Alan, is we don't have a game plan. We're not being given a recovery plan here. Nothing. We have no word on when this is all back. As I said, schools are starting in 10 days' time. And none of us know if we can teach in them. We don't know if we can set back up our own schools, which always go with the terms of school. We don't know if we can do that in 10 days' time. Right. Anyone out there who works on anything from trawlers up to the highest lawyer in the land can understand that if you don't know you have your job in 10 days' time, that is a sickening, worrying time. And when you see a lack of fairness, where 40,000 people are flooding the streets of Dublin for an amateur sport, and then 35,000 of us in a $3.5 billion industry are being told you still have to wait to even start. You can see why we'd be worried now.
But Paul, just to clarify, over 500 days, 17 months, and 35,000 workers have been affected by this. Have I got those stats right?
Absolutely. That's it. And that's 35,000 direct workers. Pretty much direct workers or part-time workers. Like, there's so many other businesses like restaurants, pubs, that are affected when theatres aren't open, because they obviously get a huge boost from theatres for people coming out. But they are right. The other thing I would say on this is that there's vaccination certs for pubs. I cannot understand why that system is not in place in theatres, music events, cabarets and so on, where you just go up, you show your cert, it's scanned, and you go in. You sit down and you watch the show. Surely, at that point, we can talk about more than 50 people. There needs to be a comprehensive plan. You look at, I'm just going to use two venues really quickly from Exeter Town as an example. The Arts Centre that seats 120 and the Opera House that seats 800. It makes no sense that they are both allowed to have the same amount of people. The 50 is the deadline for the 800-seat Opera House and 120-seat Arts Centre.